thing in Parshas B'Shalach that's very pivotal is the man, right? Big school for Parnasa, Parshas Aman. The Yerushalmi, every quotes the Yerushalmi that you should say Parshas Aman every day. It's a big school. People think that there's a school once a year to say Parshas Aman. There's such a school from a Mendel Rimnever to say Parshas Aman, Shalai Mikra Chatargim. But that it's true, there is such a school. But besides that segula to say Parshas Aman, Shnai Mikvah Targum, there is a segula already brought from the Yerushalmi to remind yourself of Parshas Aman and the segula of Parnasa every single day. That's printed in most of the Siddurim at the end of Shacharis. Parshas Aman. That's the reason why. What's the reason? Because of the teaching of Emuna, that Parshas Aman is integral to teach us about how we can learn Emuna. So the Divya Sol, the Majid Tzerebbe, has some amazing, amazing teachings about Parshas Aman and Emuna. So let's see how many we can get through. So he says,
was this teaching this now?
Majid Tzerebbe. Yeah, Majid Tzerebbe. Divrei Yisrael from Majid's. And I said about Randall Rimnever, he was very famous for Parshas Aman. They say about him that for 22 years, every single Shabbos for 22 years, he spoke about Parshas Aman. And with that, he was Mashpia, Shefa, Bracha, and Parnasa to Am Yisrael for 22 years. I mean, his teachings of Parshas Aman are also amazing. They're very deep. I'll just tell you something very interesting that I found in one of his Sfarim. I believe it's in Menachem Tzion. He writes that the man was so different. The man is called Lechem Abirim, which means basically angel food. That's where the term angel food cake comes from, by the way. From the man. It's angel food. The Israel ate angel foods. What does it mean that they ate angel foods? So the Gemara tells us, Lechem Abirim Shenivra Bayevarim, that it was so holy that there was no waste to Parshas Aman. Like, we eat, and then there's waste afterwards. Because not everything that we eat has Kedusha to it. The good stuff, we absorb and we take in, and it spreads throughout our body. And the bad stuff that we don't need, we get rid of it. It's waste. The man had no products. The man was completely spiritual. And that's why it says, the Torah is given to those who eat the man. If you want to be a true receiver of Torah, you have to be from those that eat the man. So the man was angel food. It was completely absorbed. Says Rav Mendel Rimnever, normally when we eat, it goes down, right, into our throat. And from our throat, it goes down into our stomach, and we digest it. It goes into the intestines, it gets fully digested and absorbed, and then the waste is removed. So the man went down the wrong pipe. The man went down the windpipe because it wasn't food. It was angel food. It went straight into the lungs. From the lungs, it went into the heart. And from the heart, it went straight into the bloodstream, right directly to all the avarim of the body. Because unlike food that has waste, it didn't need to be digested. It didn't need to be absorbed. There was no waste product. It was like a direct injection into the bloodstream of everything that you need. An amazing thing. Says Majid Tzerebbe, V'yeshe v'yam rifnois boiker reyesonoi. Oh, sorry, that's a different one. No, that's not the one I wanted. One second. We wanted about the mud. Hine nimam tichem rechem min ha-shamayim. V'yetza'am v'raktu. By the way, the Bnei Yisachar quotes from the Zilut Shoever, what bracha did they make on the man? They didn't make a motzerechem min ha-arts, they made a motzerechem min ha-shamayim. He's not joking. He's 100% serious. Hine nimam tichem rechem min ha-shamayim. It's impossible, rechem min ha-shamayim. Motzi rechem min ha-shamayim. V'yetza'am v'raktu. Amru chazal. Tzadikim yarad lohem haman al pesach batem. We all know this midrash that the man fell differently for different people. By the tzadikim, it fell right at their doorstep. Beinonim yatsu v'laktu michutz l'machane. The beinonim, those who were on the madrig of the tzadikim, had to go out of the machane, out of the camp, and that's where they gathered the man. Rishoyim, the wicked, they had the worst time. Shatu v'laktu l'makam rachok. They had to go really far out to get their man. That's what it says in the Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Ayin Hey. And look at Rashi. Ezel she'amar Adoni Vizkeni, he says, from my grandfather, Reb Chatzkel Kozhmir, whose Yortzeit's coming up, is coming next week. I believe it's Yud Zayin Shvat. Oymer Gulgoles. What does it mean that there was an Oymer Gulgoles? Perush Lefi Erech Harosh VeHamoach SheOved Bo Hashem Yisboirach Kach Hashem Yisboirach Mashpia Lo Parnasa BeRachava Shliya Lo Miniya LaAvodasoi. What does it mean, Ormer Gogolis? They got a portion according to their skull. So this is, that means that based on what was in their skull, based on what was in their mind, what frame of mind they had, what level of Kedusha they had, that's based upon that. That's the portion that they received. And that's true by us too. The Mun, as we're going to see, is seen by Tzadikim as a teaching of Parnassah for all generations. Just like we said about the Sgula for reciting Parshas. Sgula doesn't mean it's like some magic trick. If you say Parshas Man every day, magically you're going to take out your wallet, there's going to be extra bills inside. The Sgula of Parshas Man is that the more we chazer iber, the more we recite and ingrain the lessons of Parshas Man within ourselves, the more emuna that we have in bitachon and Hashem Yisbarach and in our parnasa, and that emuna itself is what brings the shefa and bracha of parnasa to us. Says L'choira kiven shetzadikim yard lahem aman al pesach batehem lama lahel rabinonim latzei slukot michutz lamachane ureshem liyos shatu lakti l'makam rachok. Let me ask you a simple question, says the Majid Tzerebbe. If the tzadikim got the man on their doorstep, why is it that the benonim had to go out of the camp and that the wicked had to go really far out? I mean, we know Jews, they always look for opportunities. Why didn't they just walk over to the tzaddikim's house and look, oh, there's man over there, why don't I it wasn't like, it didn't like say on the man, you know, like, this is for Mishpach's Rosenbaum, you know, like, don't touch this man. Man fell on the doorstep, why did they go out far? Why didn't they just take from the man that was sitting on their neighbor's doorstep? Ela ki harasha eino rotsu lekarav atzma latzadik. Says much to the Rebbe, Rishayim, they want nothing to do with tzaddikim. They don't even want to pass by the tzaddik's doorstep. Ki ein orim medabek bebaruch, a person who's totally cursed, he has nothing to do with the one who's totally blessed. Ve'af shiyodea shebepischein shel tzaddikim sham haman v'chol tuv v'yuchal rivasha etzel tzaddik. Even though the wicked know, if I go to the tzaddik, there on his doorstep, there's man, there's blessings, there's parnasa, there's shefa, there's Yeshua. They don't want to go. Omer Yavor Alay Ma V'Olerech HaRatzadik Chas Melaska. I'd rather not go to the tzaddik and not have to deal with it. Kosh Amru Dasan VeAviram. Right? What did Dasan VeAviram say? Hayene Anoshim Hayem Tenaker. You may as well poke our eyes out. Lo Naleb. We're not coming. Right? Veheim Shehosiru Min Aman Veheim Sheshatu. They are the classic example of the Rishayim that had man, and then not only did they not believe that they're going to get man next day, they left over the next day. They're the ones who left it over, and then the ones whose man got all moldy, they're the ones who went out far to get man. The Rishayim think that we're all equal, we're all the same. Even Shiro she'em b'pischein haman chashvu she'bevadeh gam b'pischein shel tzadikim en krum. In other words, they went out, they looked down, they didn't see any man. They figured, look, just like we didn't get, obviously no one got it. It must be far away. They couldn't fathom the idea that someone must be really righteous and get it so easily. Achine, hatina harishayim, kamur, so we thought, the wicked, we understand, their hasagas are so krum, they're so off. Aval beinonim, kasha. So what about the beinonim? Why didn't they, you know, just grab whatever man was right? Why did they walk all the way out of the camp? V'af harishayim, so they don't want to go to the Pesach of the Tzaddikim to take their man. So as soon as the Russia walked out of the camp, there was a bunch of man there, right? The Beinonim took it. Why did they take that? Why did they have to walk so far away? They could have just, they're Rishayim, aren't they? Why don't just grab the man that's sitting there? Why would it be that the Rishayim would skip over the Tzaddik's man, or they don't want to go to the Tzaddik? The Beinonim, why would they walk so far? What sense is there in that? Eli Yishloimar, Shebemes HaBeinonim V'chen HaRishayim Hayu Holchem V'Ratzon L'Pischein Shel HaTzadikim Lachtof Es Aman. The truth is, he says, everyone went to the Tzaddik to grab their Aman. But they weren't able to. There's a klal in Parnassa that the Chazal say, no one can touch what's been destined for his fellow. Whatever has been destined for somebody else, you can't touch it. You don't have the ability to touch it. It's as if the man is sitting in front of you, and the Rosh says, "What do I have to walk all the way there for?" And he trot, and he just can't take it, because he's not able to take whatever's muchan for chavero, whatever's been designated for somebody else in parnasa, whatever bracha, whatever shefa, whatever man he's supposed to get, he can't. No one else can touch it. So the Rosh Hashanah, they have no ability to touch it at all. Like it says in Tehillim, that the Shevet HaRasha lo yanuach ha-gorach ha-tzadikim. L'man lo yishlechu ha-tzadikim be'av lo seyedeim. The Rishayim, they have no control over the tzadikim at all. They can't. Why? So they should never cause a tzadik to lack anything. V'chem be'emes yatsu Rishayim al kopani mechutz l'machan rachtof esaman avol yach likach klum. So Rishayim said they can't touch the man from the tzadikim. Okay, so they went out to the machane. So all this man, they tried to take that. They couldn't take it either, because it doesn't belong to them. And they can't take whatever doesn't belong to them. It belongs to the beinonim. A person can't touch what's not designated for him, what's designated for his fellow. They had no choice but to walk far, far away to get their iman, because they were not able. They were not able to take the iman that didn't belong to them. They were prevented from doing so. The iman is the root source of parnasa for all generations in the future. Like Moshe is commanded, take the man, put it in a jar, and save it for all generations, lemishmeres. They should always remember the bread that Bnei Yisrael ate in the desert. Why? Like, there was other nisim. Why don't we have a mishmeres? Like, why didn't we take from the Ananiah covenant and put them in, like, a jar? Or the makos, take some frogs and put them in a jar. Or lice, or grasshoppers, and locusts. I don't know what. You could keep anything for Dori Doris. Why dafka this? And the answer is the limud, the message of the man, is a mess for all generations. You can't touch what's not yours. Whatever's muchan for somebody else, they will have it. And it's a message not just for those people who are trying to steal from others, it's a message for us. Don't always think that someone's going to get one up. How could it be? I had that idea. I was planning on doing it like that. And he, ein adam nogia b'muchan chavero. How can he have opened the same business as I did? How can he have opened it across the street from me? Ein adam nogia b'muchan chavero. It doesn't matter if it's the same type of business you have. It's exactly across the street from you. If he stole the idea from you, if you think he stole the idea from you, if you had the idea for it, doesn't make any difference. The emuna and hashgacha pratis of Hashem in Parnassa is ein adam nogia b'muchan chavero klal. It's not possible for him to touch what's been designated for you. And that's the teaching of this idea and concept of Parshas Haman. Another idea, Shebe'emes Haman Yorad al Pesach Kulam B'Shove. Says, you know what? Maybe the man fell exactly on the doorstep of everyone. But it wasn't revealed to everyone exactly the same. Who says that it was physically not the same distance? Maybe it was equidistant from all of them. But the revelation to them was different. What does he mean? L'tzadikim nisgale haman al pesach bateim. The man fell in an equidistant place. But when the tzaddik stepped out of his doorstep, right away he saw his man. Right away. No effort required. Nisgale lebeinonim l'chutz l'machane. The Rebbeinu had to walk all the way out of the camp till then they realized they saw their man. And the Rishayim had to walk really, really far to see their man. What does that mean? V'hu ki haman haya kemunach bekufsa. Tala mala u'tala mata. Right? The Midrash says that the tal fell on the machane. That says in Pasuk. And the Midrash explains, Rashi, I think he says it also, that the man was like in a box. The tal underneath, the tal on top. What does that mean? Practically speaking, it means the man was covered. It was hidden by this level, this layer of dew. Hayem mechuse mina ayin. It was completely hidden to the naked eye. You couldn't see the man. Rak alos shichva satal, when the sun rose and the dew evaporated, then you're able to see the man, because the dew on top of it evaporated. That only happened to reveal the man to them based on their level. Then they saw it. Sirashi. Tzadikim yard lehem aman al pesach bateim. Perish tzadikim miyad baboker bepischam es bateim. Ala shichva satal v'nizgal lehem aman shebepesach bateim. As soon as the tzaddik walked out of his doorstep, he didn't have to go any further. The dew evaporated and he saw his man. The beinonim had no choice. They had to walk out further, all the way out. Avra aman bepesach bateim. They had man on their doorstep too. He says there was man over the entire camp. The entire camp was covered in man. But you know what happened? The tzaddik walked outside and his dew evaporated and he saw man and he took it. The beinonim wanted to take man, but they didn't see any because it's all covered in dew. They kept walking and walking. Finally, when they got to the end, outside of the end of the machane, the dew evaporated and they saw man, and that's where they took it. The Rishayim wanted to take man. They still didn't see any. They kept walking and until they walked so far, finally the dew evaporated, and that's where they saw man. But the man really fell everywhere. The man was sitting on the doorstep of the Beinonim, but they couldn't see it. The Rishayim passed over all this man, and they didn't see any of it. Again, Shoresh Parnasa L'chol Doros. The man is the secret and the root source of Parnasa for all generations. Another teaching about Parnasa. A person has to realize that Parnasa is waiting for you every single day on your doorstep. Including us. God prepares mazon for everyone. It says in Midrash, Habrios yeshenin al mitoseihen. We're all sitting in our beds, sleeping, lying down. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu morig shamim, megadol tzmachim, marich shulchan lifnei kol echad ve'echad. We're busy sleeping, and God is reigning and growing for us. Right? He does it all. Even though theoretically, potentially speaking, man is sitting on our doorstep, we don't all see it the same. That's the secret of the man. Based on our emunah and bitachon in Hashem, that's where we see our man. A tzaddik, he doesn't barely have to walk out of his doorstep to know that his parnasa is available. His parnasa is coming to him. He's on such a madrega that he almost doesn't have to lift a finger. His ishtadlus is totally minimal. Beinonim, the average people like us, or at least like me, kmo shahaya behaman kanal kenu tamid tzadikim abale emuna bitachem yabok bischein roines haparnasa muchen lefneim min hashamayim. Beinonim, osam anashim shen lehemuna bitachem kol kach, like the tzadikim, right? We pass over whatever potential parnasa is right sitting on our doorsteps. We don't have that level. That's why we have to go out and work for a living. We have no choice because we're not on that madrega. Rishayim, they're not even on that madrega. Forget the madrega of going out hard and working and earning a living. Rishayim, they have no emunah klal. Shatu v'raktu tzrichim lios meshotetim b'merchakim b'yamim medbarios atzeroyim mitzim esaparnasasim. And the wicked, they have to travel far and wide till they get their parnasa. Klal shel davar ha'ikar leparnasa hu ha'emunah. So based on what we're saying, the ikar of revealing your parnasa to you is your emunah. It depends on your emunah and bitachon. V'zeo asher parnas harishon asher kadosh baruch hu l'chal Yisrael. Hainu Haman, and that's why the initial parnasa that Klal Yisrael ever had as a nation was man, to teach us these lessons. Shushorish kol inyana v'mitzvah satrius bo is all emuna. V'laktu dvar yom biyom mi shebar hayom baram parnasasa. They earned it and got it day by day, day by day. The teachers of Parnassus is a daily routine. And basically it's teaching us that if a person says, listen, I know I have for today, what am I going to eat tomorrow? It means that he is lacking on some level in Munah and Bitachon and Hashem. It says about the man, why am I feeding them the man? Because I'm trying them to see, are they going to walk in the ways of my Torah? Rashi says, what does it mean that they're going to walk in my Torah? They're going to listen to me. I told you, don't leave man over for the next day. I'm giving you every day as much as you need. Don't leave over extra. Right? They say about tzaddikim that they had this madriga of the man. There were some tzaddikim with Sibar Mira Pramishlaner, some other tzaddikim, that they couldn't sleep at night if there was an extra coin in the house. They forget about savings plans, right? They had to give away everything. Anything that wasn't theirs, meaning that they didn't need for that day, nope. So they say about Rabbi Pramishlan one time that he went to sleep at night and he couldn't sleep. Why? What happened? There was a chassid who had shown up to give Rabbi Mendel a pidyon, right? They brought kvittel to the Rebbe and they gave the Rebbe a pidyon, some money for the bracha, to give the Rebbe some kind of parnasa. He had to get his mud on his doorstep somehow, right? Some would send these people needing a shua to the Rebbe, to the tzaddik, and he'd bring him something, a donation. So this guy got to Premishlan really, really late at night, and he was really tired. So he said, I'll go to the Rebbe tomorrow. He went to sleep. I mean, Rebbe Premishlan is sitting in his house, lying in his bed, tossing and turning. He can't sleep. He wakes up, he goes up to the shaman, says, there must be money in the house. Okay, they know the routine. They start checking in all the places, in all the drawers, underneath all the cupboards, in all the hidden corners. And the houses there weren't so large, so it didn't take them too long. And every hidden nook and cranny, there's no money in the Rebbe's house. Says the Rebbe, there must be money that's mine somewhere. Go out and look for it. So they went to the local inn, and sure enough, there's a chassid there sleeping. They woke him up. He comes to the Rebbe, quickly go to the Rebbe. The Rebbe can't sleep because of you. To run to the Rebbe with the money, the Rebbe took the pidyon, gave it out to tzedakah, and he was able to sleep for the night. You know, so some people, Baruch Hashem, they have that madriga. It's mamish man, right? So we're not, you know, unfortunately, we're not on that madriga. You know, haynu emunah shel yidug daigam smachar, right? These people had no daiga smachar. Not worried about tomorrow. If you give all your money away today, you for sure must not be worried about tomorrow. Haymunah hi mitzvah tluya baman. Shaman talui boy. Emunah means we are dependent upon Hashem for parnasa every single day. And that's why the mitzvah and segula of reciting parshas Aman is every day. To remind us that every day's parnasa is unique and individual for that day. And they each said to each other, what is this stuff? Manhu. Upirash Rashi, hachanas mazonhu. Rashi says it means hachanas mazon. Uchora, havali omer mazonhu. What does it mean, hachanas mazonhu? Preparing? It should have been called food. My hachanas mazon, shu shayach lomar al machshiri oichel. You're going to feel bishel acharas oichel, like, you know, cooking, baking, that's what it means to what do you mean preparing food? It's food. Shuachanas tikuna mazon. The man was a preparation to prepare the food. Shirilor la'achila. Just like cooking and baking prepares raw materials to make them edible, man is a preparation. Haman shikmo shehu hayanechal v'tamo bo kol minei mat'amim. It says in the Midrash that the man was edible right away. You didn't have to do anything to it. You could taste any flavor that you wanted to it. So what are you talking about? What baking, what preparation was there? Ela ki shoresh haman hayemuna. We said that the shoresh of man is emuna. V'chasher tedakte katsiruf osios manhu. What does manhu spell? Mem nun hey vav aleph. It spells emuna. Hem osios emuna. It's emuna. Shu ikar leparnasa. That's what Rashi meant. Hachanas mazanhu. Emuna yachanas parnasa. You want to know how to prepare food? Believe. You want to know how to prepare your food? How to prepare your parnasa? Have emuna. Have faith in the Rabbanu Shloim. That's how you prepare the food. Not by savings plans. Not by what do you call it? By preparing the food and cooking it, by believing in Hashem. That's the emuna, that's the parnasa. And milas man hu. V'yikruas Haman Shmo Manhu Emuna. Karus Shmo Milas Man Imilas Hu, because it's the letters of Emuna. Hayotzer lanu mikol zeh. What do we learn from all this? Shaman hu aparnasa rishona sheichen hakadosh baruch hu kal yisrael. Man is the original symbol of parnasa for kal yisrael. V'shoyo shaman hu emun, and the secret root of man is faith and emun and belief in Hashem. U'shoyo shaparnasa l'doros ad shi'ov eliyahu anavi. And that's the secret of parnasa for all generations. V'zov yom ha'moshe zeh adavar shetivar Hashem meloya oimer memenu l'mishoros l'dorosechem. Like we said, we have to fill up a jar and keep it and remember it forever and ever until eliyahu anavi comes. Man Yeru, they should know ki a parnasa muchan lechol adam. Parnasa is ready for everybody. Ela lo kol adam royas parnasasav utale beemuna shu shorish haman shorish haparnasa ledoiris. Man is available in parnasa to all of us. It falls on our literally on our doorstep every day. It just depends upon how strong our faith is and how we're zoichet to see it. Put it in a jar for generations. It's more of a Shemesh asks, what do we do? We don't have a jar of man anymore. How are we supposed to see this? So it's more of a Shemesh, the tzantzenes haman of each generation, the jar of man of our generation is the tzaddik. Just like we see that the tzaddik exemplifies true emunah and bitachon in Hashem, and his parnasa is mamash like man, even today, those tzaddikim, they're our living example of tzintzenes haman. They're our living example of what it means to be zoiche to parnasa through the man. I'll just leave you with a story that he says here about the worms, where he said that people left over from the man das aviram, it got full of worms. It says in Pasuk, so he says a story, the Majid says a story about his grandfather, about the Reb Chatzler from Kashmir. Pam achas etzel Adonia Vizkeni, by my grandfather once, by the Kashmir, nasnu al shulchan maichal hanivdak me'atoyloim. Kagon kidneys, right? They put down on the table some kind of food that could become infested with worms, like type of beans or grain or something. It was checked. And they put it on the table. There was one chassid there who said, I'm not eating this stuff. Rebbe's table or not, I don't eat stuff that has any kashrus questions. You know, like it might be infested. So the Kashmir didn't take too kindly to him being overly pious at his table. Don't see the worm. Perush mishehu be'ene atzmo tolas, enu yore mitolas. Says if you yourself are on the level of a worm, if you have the anava and the achna and the self-effacing humility to like a worm, you don't have to worry about worms. And the answer is basically, Baruch Hashem, the more that we're able to take upon ourselves emuna and bitachon and Hashem, the more shefa and parnasa is able to give us. So we be zoiche to find the man on our doorstep and see it, to get parnasa b'shefa. Hashem may send us hashpos from all the tzaddikim there, our tzintzenes haman, and give us the shefa and bracha and parnasa that we need. Amen. Ken yehi ratzon.